McDonald's.
It's 13 degrees and overcast at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Sarah Yanetta. The jury should start deliberating this afternoon in the Dean Brown double murder trial in Picton. The 20-year-old Belleville man is charged with first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of 46-year-old Tracy Hanna and her 14-year-old daughter Whitney. Brown is also charged with the attempted murder of his ex-girlfriend Shannon Hanna, Tracy Hanna's daughter and Whitney's older sister. The shooting occurred at the Hanna home near Mountain View, south of Belleville, in March of last year. Experts say the income disparity that has prompted thousands of people to occupy Wall Street in the U.S. is less of an issue in Canada. The movement in Canada seems to have less momentum than its more robust American cousin. Canadians benefit from a progressive tax structure and a number of social programs not available to Americans, universal health care being the most glaring example. Toronto police have arrested and charged one man they think is responsible for several months of gun violence, including four killings. 27-year-old Mark Moore is facing 54 firearms-related offenses, including four counts of first-degree murder. Police say 11 shootings between June 1st and November 24th of 2010 points to Moore. Detectives say the investigation also focused on a firearms and drug trafficking operation, and six additional people were charged with weapons and drug offenses. Toronto Police Chief Bill Blair spoke of the incredible negative impact one person can have on communities, which he has said were left in fear over the shootings. Moore is charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of Jameel Spence, Courtney Facey, Mike James, and Carl Cole. Critics are condemning Ottawa's decision to end the Canadian wheat board monopoly on grain sales. The wheat board says by law, the elected board would be replaced by a volunteer board, something it says has been proven ineffective.
That's been tried already. There's been a pilot project already, and that was in Australia. The voluntary board failed. An economist will tell you, you can't compete against big players if you don't have infrastructure.
The Harper government has tabled proposed legislation that would strip the wheat board of its monopoly on Western wheat and barley sales. Libya's new rulers are worried that Muammar Gaddafi might be plotting a comeback. Mark Levy has the story.
Libya's new rulers are close to routing the last of Muammar Gaddafi's loyalists in his hometown, but Gaddafi himself is still out there somewhere. Now a leader of the new regime's warning, Gaddafi is planning a comeback. He says the ousted dictator is in the vast southern desert, shuttling across borders, putting together a force of backers and mercenaries to destabilize the new regime or attack it. In a visit to Libya, Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton hoped Gaddafi would soon be captured or killed. Mark Levy, Cairo.
A two-day general strike has begun in Greece against a new round of austerity measures that will be voted on tomorrow. Reporter Elena Bekatoros says the first day of the nationwide strike has largely shut down Greek cities.
The demonstration in Athens has at least 70,000 people, probably more. The strike culminates on Thursday when lawmakers are supposed to vote on a package of new austerity measures.
Some protesters banged on drums and chanted slogans in front of Parliament. Police were pelted with garbage. U.S. President Barack Obama wraps up a three-day bus trip to boost public support for his jobs plan. Obama will then climb back onto his sleek million-dollar bus for the final leg of a driving tour that has taken him through rural swaths of North Carolina and Virginia. Both states are politically important to Obama's re-election bid. Obama says he expects next year's presidential race will be close.
Somebody asked me a while back whether I thought I was the underdog, and I said I was in 2008, and I think I will be in 2012.
Obama will employ the services of the First Lady at a military base in Hampton, Virginia. The White House says they will deliver remarks on the importance of businesses hiring veterans. The trial of the doctor charged in Michael Jackson's death will resume today after days of delay. Anthony McCartney reports the defense is apparently still intent on showing that Michael Jackson contributed to his death by taking a sedative.
Their approach appears to be that they're going to try to argue that the sedative lorazepam had a much bigger role in Michael Jackson's death than what prosecutors and coroner's officials have led the jury to believe.
Jurors will be hearing from a leading expert on the powerful anesthetic that authorities contend killed the king of pop. A memory service for Apple co-founder and chairman Steve Jobs will be held this morning at the company's headquarters in California. Bryant Thomas reports the jobs memorial comes at his company's skipped a beat on revenue in the third quarter.
Apple will close its retail stores for several hours today as employees get to pay homage to Jobs, who died earlier this month. The service comes just a day after Apple's disappointing third-quarter earnings were posted. But Apple says the fourth quarter will be a gangbuster, noting the late release of its latest iPhone.
The Apple co-founder died October 5th after a battle with pancreatic cancer at the age of 56. The former Ottawa doctor who admitted that he stalked superstar singer Shania Twain has been denied bail. Victoria Ahern has more.
Giovanni John Palumbo had asked to be freed while he awaits his next court date on November 15th, but this morning a judge denied the request, saying the release plan for Palumbo was not sufficient. Last month, Palumbo pleaded guilty to criminal harassment by watching and besetting and one count of failure to comply with a court order. The Crown requested at the time that Palumbo undergo a psychiatric evaluation before sentencing. That assessment determined that Palumbo was criminally responsible for his actions, but the Crown has asked for further clarity on the evaluation. Victoria Ahern, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
That's 91X News to 1205. Kurt Weiss has sports next.
Now that's the sound of value, like McDonald's Value Picks menu. Get a delicious McDouble, two 100% Canadian beef patties, and a slice of cheesy goodness. Only $1.39 plus tax every day. At participating McDonald's.
Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X Sports. OJHL action last night. After 11 straight wins to start the season, the Trenton Golden Hawks have dropped their last two games. Sunday to St. Mike's and last night to Peterborough. Hawks president and assistant GM John McDonald says his team didn't play the full 60 minutes.
We started out like a house of fire last night. We got the first goal a couple of minutes into the game, and I think we just thought we laid back and let them come to us, and it wasn't a pretty sight.
McDonald says issues will be addressed at practice tonight. And in Empire B, the Napanee Raiders got by the Port Hope Panthers 7-4 in a penalty-filled affair. 10 NHL games last night. Calgary Flames' Jay Bouwmeester and Alex Tanguay both scored late in the game as the Flames edged the Oilers 2-1. Henrik Lundqvist made 40 saves in the New York Rangers' first win of the season 4-0 over Vancouver. And Ryan Miller also stopped 40 shots as Buffalo beat Montreal 3-1. Philadelphia rookie Matt Reed of Ilderton, Ontario, had 4 points en route to the Flyers' 7-2 win over Ottawa. Elsewhere, Washington stays undefeated as they blanked Florida 3-0. Columbus is still winless as they fell 3-2 to Dallas. Carolina beat Boston 4-1. Pittsburgh doubled Minnesota 4-2. Chicago handled Phoenix 5-2. And Los Angeles shut out St. Louis 5-0. And just one game tonight. It'll be the Jets at Leafs, 7:30 p.m. In Major League Baseball, Cardinals, Rangers, just after 8 tonight for Game 1 of the World Series on a forecasted chilly night in St. Louis. Sagar Magani has the preview.
It's definitely not a big market matchup, just a fall classic in good old Middle America.
I think it's awesome that there's no, you know, coast here. There's no West Coast, there's no East Coast.
It's the second straight series trip for Ian Kinsler and the Rangers. Chris Carpenter and CJ Wilson will start on what'll be a cold night at Busch Stadium, with temperatures expected in the 40s. Cardinals outfielder Matt Holliday isn't looking forward to it, but it is October after all.
Throw an extra layer of clothes on, try to go out there and try to keep your hands warm.
Sagar Magani, St. Louis.
In basketball, the two sides in the NBA labor dispute met for 16 hours yesterday with a federal mediator. Talks are resuming today in New York, and 2 weeks of the season have already been canceled. In the NFL, John Beck becomes the 21st quarterback to start a game for the Washington Redskins in the last 19 seasons. Beck replaces Rex Grossman, who threw 4 interceptions in Sunday's loss to Philadelphia. And at the Pan Am Games in Mexico, the Canadians sit at 4th spot in the medal standings. After a pair of golds and silvers yesterday, they currently have 6 gold, 8 silver, and 17 bronze. And in FIFA soccer rankings, the Canadian men's team has moved up 4 spots to number 83, and Spain ranks number 1. That's sports. Send us your team or league scores by email, sports@91x.fm. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91X Weather.
It's going to be a batten down the hatches kind of day in southern and eastern Ontario. Environment Canada has issued a weather statement for an area stretching from Windsor to Ottawa to Algonquin and all points in between. The forecast calls for heavy rain and winds gusting to 70 kilometers per hour, especially along the shores of Lake Ontario and Erie. At 12:10, it's 9 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss. News is next at 1.
91X News.